With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
It started with two women. And well, today, it's still two women, but not just any women. It's Laurie and Lynn.
Who can turn the world on with a smile.
Laurie and Lynn, giving Northeast Pennsylvania local talk to start your weekend right.
Suddenly make it all seem worthwhile.
And now, celebrating their 10th year on the air on WILK News Radio, here's Laurie and Lynn.
Love is all, no need to waste it. You can have a time, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine. We are recording this on a day that there may be no more rain as we do it. Yay! What? For the day.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
It rained this
maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's really trying to break through. The blue skies are trying to break through. Now, whether that'll
happen,
they were.
The sun was out as right when I was leaving it. Then it kind of.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. They're trying.
But
anyhow, it's been a very wet couple weeks, and I understand that we have already exceeded the amount of rain from last year, which was the worst year on record.
Ugh.
So, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, great.
But.
Just great.
So, what's been going on in your world?
Running around.
Your boy's back.
My boy. Well, we talked about that last week. So, yeah, he's adding a new dimension to my everyday because he's in my house. And so I'm so used to not worrying about dinners or, you know, I do what I want to do. And he's pretty cool about it all because he'll go, Mom, don't worry about me. Just do your thing, which I am. But the motherly thing kicks in and I'm like, Tommy, what are you doing? And so, but we're getting along. My son, Sean, called last night, and he said, so, Mom, I have a question for you. So what's that, Sean? He said, how are you and Tommy getting along?
He knew.
And I said, why? And he goes, are you arguing? I said, no, we're not. I said, he goes, well, Mom, I know how you are about the house, and Tommy's not exactly the neatest person, which Sean is completely fastidious and neat and all those things.
You.
And Tommy is definitely someone who Tommy has a tendency to leave his stuff in all areas, every room of my house, and just for what reason, I don't know. And I do have to get, you know, leaving the toilet seat up, which I don't do. And he knows. I mean, they grew up with me. They know they have to put it down.
Yes.
But so sometimes, you know, I might subtly go in and slam it, which could break the bowl. So I have to watch that.
That's not subtle, Laurie.
Yeah, I know. So he wants to make something because, you know, he's a great chef, great baker. So he's going to do some salmon meal this weekend.
Oh, nice.
With citrus on the bottom of it. And
very nice.
He's going to bake something, and then we're trying to figure out what we're doing for Father's Day because whether he's doing something with his dad and his grandpa, and then if they are going to do something later, then maybe Meyer and Tommy and I will go out earlier for brunch or something. We're just trying to figure those things out.
Yeah.
So, but things are going well. Sean's doing well in Brooklyn. He said he had a great piece of gluten-free pizza in Brooklyn that was fabulous. Probably one of the best he's ever had, he said.
Good.
And he was happy about that. So, but he's doing well, likes his job and moving and grooving. And so everything else is, I had a good week this week that I could take a little bit of time to myself.
Good.
So went, did a couple things that I needed to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out on Tuesday with Deb Dudley. She and I went bopping around a little bit and we had a lot of fun.
Good.
So I played hooky, kind of. It felt weird because, you know, you just I just don't do things like that on a weekday. So it's just weird. But it was well deserved and well needed, mm-hmm. and we had fun. So and last weekend it was beautiful,
mm-hmm.
fabulous weekend. So hung around the things and got things done. Joe was there getting a lot done in the yard and. That was a good time.
Well, we actually got up to the lake last weekend.
Did you?
And it was quite lovely. Absolutely perfect just to sit out in the back. And I discovered that someone had done some tree trimming and made the view from the back porch of the lake superb. But I have no idea who did it.
So meaning you could see right to the lake
now? Yes, yes.
Wow.
Wide open. So someone did it. I didn't ask anybody to do it, but there it was.
Oh, that's good.
So everybody would go outside and say, hey, did you have the tree trimming done? No.
No.
But the good news is we saw a mama with her little baby.
How many? A bear or a deer?
A deer, yes. And that little thing was no bigger than a dog. Because it must have been 2 weeks old or something like that.
And all the polka dots on the little spots.
Yep, all the polka dots. So, looking for more of them to be around. But, yes, we have seen bears around with their cubs. Not necessarily this time, but they do come around. And it's fun to see them because they're so... The first time I saw one, I was driving on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and I saw Mom cross the road with these little things behind her. And I thought, that looks to me like it's a black garbage bag that's rolling across the thing.
Lumbering.
And then it stopped. And I said, oh, my, they don't stop. So the closer I got to it, the more I realized it was Mom and three cubs that went into the woods. But that was funny. That's how they are. So I don't really have much to report. I had a wonderful weekend last weekend. And this week I was for lunch at Cibio's.
Yes.
Yes.
A lot of people go there for lunch.
And
was it good?
It was excellent.
Or as Sean would say, goob.
Yes.
When he was a baby, was. Goob.
Yes, I really enjoyed it. I haven't been in Cibio's in such a long time. I think the last time I was there is when we went there in the summer.
Yeah, who was with us?
Just the
Sunita
four of us.
And Nisha, wasn't
no,
it?
No, no, no. Well, yeah, that was a different time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sunisha, as
Sunisha, as Patrick would call them, mm-hmm. yes.
Oh, you mean with Meyer, the four of us. Didn't you go somewhere and I met you?
Yes. We started someplace,
yes.
And it was so bad wherever
we were.
And I was
somewhere else and then ran into you.
Right.
You guys were just getting there, so I stopped in. Yeah,
right.
That was last summer, I think.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, I haven't been there. I forget about the place. It's just because it's not in downtown, and I just don't even think about it.
It really is good. Their food is delicious.
It's
they
wonderful.
Always do a nice
and
job.
And I want to tell you, they had the best unsweetened iced tea.
Oh, good.
Fresh brewed.
Good. Okay.
It was excellent. Of course, we always use that as our barometer as to whether or not an establishment
you know,
is worth going
I'm gonna
to.
I'm going
to
say this again because I can't believe that people don't just automatically have fresh brewed iced tea in there. You go to the cutest little diners or the smallest little hole in the wall, mm-hmm. and they'll have fresh brewed delicious iced tea. And then you can go to the most elegant, dining, and they have tap iced tea.
Yeah.
That crap that comes out of it. It's horrible.
Yeah, it is bad.
I don't, so just give me a tea bag and give me a glass of ice. I don't get it. It can't be that much money to do that.
I don't. I think it's more the convenience of the fact that it's
they don't
already
have to worry
mixed
about
the,
yeah.
in that gun that they
well,
can
don't.
Use. And that's
everybody
it.
Out there listening who owns a restaurant,
please.
Who knows someone who does, please just get fresh
just
fruit iced tea.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
Get us some good stuff.
Oh. Anyway.
Yeah.
We're always on the iced tea rant.
We are.
I don't care. Though. You know what? It's what it is.
I think it's important that people know that would be a reason not to go back. For you? No, for you
well,
and me.
Well, I will go back if I love the food, but I really, I don't like that I don't like that I can't have the iced tea
no,
I want.
We do one of these. I want my iced tea. Yeah. Okay, fine.
No, but think about it. It'd be the same way with people who go who want a specific drink, right?
Well, true.
Or beer, and the place doesn't have what you want. It's like, okay, just carry this other beer. Just carry this other drink. Just do it.
Yeah, I know, but they have their reasons, I guess.
Know, and, you know, I know. I'm not running it, so I shouldn't, but
so
easy.
We were also at Alfredo's last Friday night.
Yes, we were.
And we had a wonderful time there.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick had his... what did it have, the linguine and red clam sauce, or was it something else? Oh, no, he had the chicken, what's it, frances.
Yes, that's what frances. He had. And you know, one thing about that place, and we say it all the time,
yeah.
It's consistently good.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves their pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Their gluten-free isn't bad.
Yep.
But they're always accommodating those, and you know that group, that family, and I wish I could think of their last name, but Noah and Justin and Audrey, there's three siblings who work there, and then Tia, their new sister-in-law, are the night. I always said, as soon as, if your mom and dad are ever here when I'm here, you need to introduce me to them, because they are the three kindest children.
Mm-hmm.
And these parents did a wonderful job with them. I just, these kids, they, and he's, and how about what Noah said? Oh, when I came in and I saw it was your name, I was happy I got to wait on you guys. Remember he said that
yes.
to us? And I thought, oh,
yes.
How sweet. Who says that? And I said, no, you just got yourself a good tip.
Yeah.
But he just the nicest kids, all of those waitresses and waiters down there, they're all nice. And again, you remember, a few of them came to my mom's viewing because my mom loved it there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because it's consistently good. You can get anything you want. They're open late. And yes, they have delicious fresh fruit.
They do indeed. They do.
Yes.
That's important to you and I.
And that's a business, I'll tell you.
They
are booming all the time. Good for them. And Donnie's a wonderful guy, and Leslie, really good people. And you like to support that.
Well, yeah.
And so then I was at, talking about food, why not? We were at Mansour's the other day for lunch, and Carolyn Baldi Catalano has this on the menu, a black bean and corn burger. And it is over greens. I get it over chopped romaine with a honey red wine vinegar, and then they put the... If you like it, Nicole, go. I mean, it's all summer long. It is absolutely fabulous. And I said, and so Christy waited. I had been there the week before, and I got that. And I thought, I'm going, or a couple days before. And this was Friday. And Christy came up to me. She said, do you know what you want, Laurie? I said, I've known what I wanted for 3 days. Because it was exactly what I had the 3 days before.
You said that to me the last time. Listen, I'm going to Mansour's, and I'm getting a black bean burger and whatever. That's really delicious.
It's
if
the
you
best.
Want to come and join me, fine.
It's
in other
so
words,
good for you,
if
too.
If I didn't want that, I wasn't
yeah, you
invited.
Couldn't forget it. It was so, it's delicious. But anyway, so big shout out to them because we love them and their iced tea.
Yeah.
Everybody who works there.
Oh, and their cookies. I have
the
to say, they have the most fabulous cookies.
Yeah, so one now that we've made everyone's mouth water for everything we're talking about. Anyway, what the heck? I'm 58. You're how old, Lynn?
Oh, there.
67. We could talk about food if we want to. That's how it works.
Okay.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Laurie and Lynn Show. I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And I am Lynn Evans, and I am the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC, which is a financial planning firm designed specifically for the financial needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse that's available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, among others.
Yes.
So here we are.
And what do you have to say today?
I have to say that I found this really funny article that was in the AARP magazine.
Well, wait, before you get into that, how are your screens?
My screens are fresh.
I'll have you know. I really did help Meyer with those screens.
Okay.
I'm like, you know what? I hope Lynn knows that I'm over here slaving away.
Well, apparently I do
now. Spline in a screen. Honest to God, I was helping. I mean, he said to Tommy, I'm shocked your mother was like helpful to me putting those.
Well, thank you, Lori.
See, there you go. So
thank
I hope
you very
they're okay.
Much.
I hope they're good. Now I'm.
They
you can,
are.
Now maybe that's a business I can get into.
I
screen
think so.
Replacement.
Yeah, why not? It's not that
it's
hard
cool.
to do.
It really is.
I like that little runner thing that
yeah,
you do.
Yeah, but you have to be careful. I mean, it's funny, but anyway. But yeah, so now you have nice, thick screen so the cats can't.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I bet you they will.
The one who will be the ultimate test is Calvin.
Yeah,
because
he's...
He would do anything to get outside.
I know it. And he was meowing like nobody's business yesterday when you were outside.
I know.
But anyway.
He just wants to be out there.
I know.
And I don't know why. But anyway, that's him. So thank you. Yes, I have new screens.
Yep.
We bought the, they call them the pet screens, that are available at Justice Hardware in Clark Summit. Mm-hmm. And Meyer went up there with the screens from the house, and they measured them, cut it, and then did he buy the kit, too, that went with it?
No, he used your old spline that was in there.
Okay.
So he just needed the new. But I'll tell you, that was tough because... holding it in because the screen is much thicker.
Yes, it
and
is.
And so really getting in it, you could see how much harder it is. That's why it probably takes these people longer to do it than, because yep. What did they tell you it was going to take?
A week?
Yeah. Not that it takes a week to do it, but you know what I mean? If they have to go back to it.
According to them, they said there were so many other people ahead of us.
True, and you have to pull it just right so there's no, like, buckling or whatever. It's not easy, but anyway.
Thank you, Laurie.
Yes, see, I've just, you know, it amazes me, my skill level.
Oh, please.
Oh, good.
Skillness. That's what Patrick would say.
It's a joke. Go ahead.
Skill this. All right. The article I wanted to talk to you about is one that's called How to Get Your Kids to Hate You. Okay. God. And there's part one and part two. And I don't
at
know
which
how
age would that be?
Well, this is, you know, when they're adults. And this is what the guy who wrote this, I forget, I don't see the author here, but said, it's a woman.
Is Judith, that the one with Jeff
Judith
on the
Newman.
Front of it? Jeff? No.
No, this
I
is
just
with
got
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh, all right, it's an older one, okay.
So it says, for most of my 20s, I kept two phone lines. One number was for everybody except one person, and the other was for my mother.
Oh, man.
This was in the 80s before caller ID. So I needed to know with absolute certainty that I could pick up my regular phone and not end up in a two-hour conversation about whether I was making enough money or if I was dating or if I had heard from that nice boy who dumped me or whether I knew there was another serial killer in my neighborhood. So much to talk about. Most of these discussions played to my deepest anxieties that I was never going to make it a living as a writer and never find someone to love me. Though maybe none of that mattered because I would end up chopped into little bits by the serial killer who probably never called his mother either. My mother wasn't trying to make me hate her. She loved me, but love makes people do strange things. Now, this is interesting in light of what you just said. Now that I have two grown sons, I see things all too clearly from my mother's perspective. The endless anxiety, the near certainty that my kids are on the brink of making life decisions that will not be able to walk back, and absolute certainty that they won't wear earmuffs when everyone should wear earmuffs. But now there's caller ID, unfortunately, so my sons can tell when it's me calling and not pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Before I reach the point of registering myself as a private caller to improve the odds they'll answer, I'm trying to get a grip, and you should too. There are so many ways to push away your adult kids, and here are some of them. Number one, invade their lives. And there's a picture of mom and dad hanging on top of a kid saying, I'm not intruding on your life, am I? Yeah. Want your kid to avoid you on a daily basis? Make sure you have no idea where you end and he begins. And then there's another story about this.
Say
and
that
then,
again.
Want your kid to avoid you on a daily basis? Make sure you have no idea where you end and he begins. Here's a story about that. Susie Jo Levin, her mother was very eager for her to get married. Very. Eventually, Levin, 58, a writer in northern New Jersey, met a lovely guy and got engaged, but the relationship faltered. Our breakup was sad, but amicable. I tell my mother over the Thanksgiving holiday. She meltdown. She gathers every speck of childhood memorabilia in her house and stuffs all 10 boxes into my car. Why? I don't know. She was just furious. But this is what every newly disengaged woman needs in a 250 square foot apartment. A vintage easy bake oven. Letters from camp and old prom dresses. Somehow, says Levin, this was her breakup caused by her daughter's crappy choices. Fast forward a few years when Levin met the man she ultimately did marry, and the ex-boyfriend, now a friend, was at their wedding. Her mother turned to the ex and said, "See, this could have been your wedding." Oh, my goodness. Anyway, number two, give conditionally. You lend the kids money, then complain about their spending. You give the grandkids Amazon gift cards, but tell them they're only for books. My husband's mother gave us money for a down payment on the house, which meant, as far as she was concerned, she got the key, said one friend. Actually, that was fine. What wasn't fine was that she never, ever knocked before she used it. First, gifts are wonderful, but they do not give you an all-access pass to your adult child's life. And second, a gift with strings attached isn't really a gift at all.
That's right.
Number three, be too meek. And this really starts with the things of, now, I don't really want to trouble you, but. Joan Schmidt, 55, a New York City attorney, regularly took her 90-year-old mother to doctors. But occasionally her mom would get into, I don't want to be a bother mode. One day she decided to ask her 88-year-old friend Millie to drive her rather than ask me. So Millie did, dropping mom off at a large shopping center in Eastchester, given though my mom apparently didn't know which building to enter. Her mother ended up walking a mile home in the summer heat. In another instance, Schmidt's mother needed her car moved but didn't want to disturb Joan, who was in her home with her, working in another room. So she asked my elderly aunt, who lived across the street and had Alzheimer's and macular degeneration, to do it. You can imagine what happened. The fourth thing, track their movements. When your children are 15 or 16, you're supposed to worry and be upset when they stay out late and don't call. And you can't help but shame them with tales of the heart attacks you suffered as a result. But now they've grown up and live far away. So why are you still waving the guilt wand over them if you don't immediately know where they are? Or worse, doing what I used to think as a tag team angst, with my father calling me to say, "Where were you? Your mother was so worried." Number five, abuse your email. Though this is a minor infraction, mindlessly forwarding email to your children can drive them berserk. Every day I receive multiple forwarded emails from my father, cluing me in on world's scariest bridges or unlikely animal friends. And he means well, but I don't think some retired parents are fully aware of the sheer volume of emails their adult children receive in a day. Deleting all the forwarded email just makes it one more task. How many emails do you get a day?
Me?
Yeah.
Any kind of email?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Maybe 200.
Yeah. I get between 200 and 300 a day. Yeah, and most, I would say 90% of them get deleted.
Yeah, me too.
And as many times as I try to go there and unsubscribe,
it
still comes back.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, okay. So.
But I don't email my kids.
Well, that's good.
Nor do I send them. I did send them one thing once, about a year ago. Somebody sent me something about a mother, and I sent it to them. But I forget what it was. But that was it. I rarely will I do that.
Well, that's good. And the fifth or sixth one was offer outdated advice. This is funny. Patrick DeGiusto, a 54-year-old book editor in New York City, reports this recent conversation with his father. You want to put all your money into 7% CDs. Dad, there are no more 7% CDs. That's crazy. I always had all my money in 7% CDs. Doubles your capital every 10 years. Do you still have them? No. Why not? That's my point, Dad. You can't find 7% CDs anymore. You can if you look, Dad says. Huh. We all love giving advice in the areas we feel competent in, but be aware that your expertise may be unwelcome if it doesn't address the challenges of today. And number seven, I think this is, yeah, make holidays unhappy. Oh, boy, we've heard that one before. Do your kids think of family special occasions with pleasure? Or do your rules and regs make the whole affair feel like a holiday death march? Mm-hmm. If my sister and I didn't celebrate our birthdays with our mother, she was wounded. Said Laurie Lewis, 59, New York City real estate broker. It wasn't good enough that we all went out during, say, the week. It had to be on the actual day. If I suggested another day, perhaps more convenient, the hurt turned into an angry response of, let's just forget your birthday this year since it does not mean that much to you.
Okay. You know what, though?
What?
A lot of this is such BS. You know, just appreciate your parents if you have them and you get along with them. And if they're a little quirky, who cares?
Well, quirky really? Is one thing, but if they're trying to lay a whole lot of guilt on
you
for
the guilt, but even still, just deal with the fact that it's your mother.
Well, you and I both know that that was something that we can say.
Because we didn't have that.
Because we didn't have it and we don't have them anymore.
No, but even when I had my mother, I never was frustrated when she called me or did any of that.
I wasn't, and
if she told me stuff, I didn't have to like it, but I did whatever I had to do with it. Don't you think? You have to be sensible.
And somebody once said to me, when you hear something like that that gets you really angry, just stop and think for a minute. What is the commitment they have behind it? Okay, so...
Yeah.
So if there was something in particular that they were talking about, like put all your money in CDs, it wasn't about the CDs. It was about wanting to make sure that your money was safe.
Safe, right.
Okay? And so if you can look at it from that perspective, then it's
you
okay.
You can understand
you can,
it. Yeah.
You can get past it.
I know. It's difficult.
I think sometimes, like the one about the mother who had a key and didn't bother to knock. There's something there that's not quite right. I mean, I know you probably would walk into your mom or dad's house and not knock, but maybe there's things going on in that house they don't want to see.
Yeah. Read deeper there, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to leave for a little bit until we'll be right back with Dr. Nicole DeNova from the Queen of VREC. We'll be right back. You're listening to Laurie and Lynn Show.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Laurie and Lynn Show. I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business.
And my name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC, and I'm also the owner of, not the owner, I am the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse. And our guest expert today is Dr. Nicole DeNova, who is the owner and primary chief surgeon, the only surgeon, at Veterinary Referral and Emergency Center in Clark Summit. Welcome, Nicole.
Hi.
So what are we going to talk about today?
I thought that I would introduce... something called I-131. It's sort of discussing the treatment before discussing what's wrong. But this is about kitty cats who have hyperthyroidism. We're all doing it today.
I know.
it's spreading across the table. So hyperthyroidism, just like in humans, the thyroid gland is a gland that regulates metabolism, temperature regulation. So hyperthyroidism occurs in cats. Dogs tend to get hypo. Hyper meaning increased. And probably somewhere around, the statistics vary depending on what you read, but somewhere around 80% of all cats over the age of 8 years of age are, to a degree, hyperthyroid. So what we tend to find is that kitty cats, you know, the family might notice that they're just getting a little bit thin. They seem to be wanting to eat more. They're constantly asking for food despite getting thin. You might increase the amount that you're feeding them. They're still getting skinny. They tend to sort of seek out potentially cooler places because they're feeling warmer. You just need to think of the thyroid as kind of the
furnace. You
know, yeah, the furnace. You're turning up the thermostat. You're revving up the engine. Everything's running a little bit faster, a little bit hotter. A hyperthyroid cat can, the diagnostic tests are to do some blood work, but also when you go in to see your primary care veterinarian, they're going to actually palpate or feel the cat's neck. Just like in humans, thyroid are on the front of our neck, on the bottom of, you know, our ventral facing downward on the kitty cat's neck. And you can actually feel what's called a thyroid slip. So if the thyroid becomes enlarged as you're palpating their neck, you can actually feel a sort of little blip, if you will. Then obviously some blood tests are done to tell us whether or not the kitty cat is hyperthyroid. One other conjunction with this is that if you are hyperthyroid, especially in kitty cats, sometimes kitty cats, the only thing that's abnormal might be their thyroid. So we talk about treatment, which I'll discuss in a second, but to let parents know that also as cats age, it's not uncommon for them to potentially have some kidney disease and or maybe the onset of kidney failure. If you're hyperthyroid and you have kidney disease, that kidney disease may not show up because your thyroid is sort of over-functioning for everything. So it's making your metabolism, the amount of urine that you're making, everything run faster. And then once we treat the thyroid, we might find that the kidneys, because things are calming down, start to actually demonstrate or show us in some blood work that they might not be so normal. That's not a reason not to treat the thyroid, because if you go without treating the thyroid, you're actually kind of making everything run, again, faster, hotter. But I just say that it's a little the cart before the horse, but I just say that to let parents know. Thyroid treatments historically have been either to surgically remove them. I cannot tell you the last time I even saw a patient for that, because that is fraught with some potential complications. It's really been, treatment's been removed from the realm of surgery and put into the realm of internal medicine, because we do one of two things. There is a medication that we can treat cats with where they need to take a pill once or twice a day. And what I always say to parents is, if you've ever tried to give medications to a cat one time in your life, you will
That's enough.
You want to give a pill.
Never do it again.
Right. You want to give a pill to a cat twice a day for the rest of its life. And there are families out there that do that, but I think not me.
Yeah.
So the kind of modern advent, if you will, is this treatment called I-131. It stands for iodine. And 131 is the nuclear component that we use. So the way that this works is this is a radioactive substance that is what we call tagged. It's tagged so that when it's administered to a patient, it only targets and only affects abnormal thyroid cells. So we give an injection. Cats have to be admitted to the hospital. They stay for 5 days.
Wow.
That tagged radioactive substance goes in and basically destroys all the abnormal thyroid cells. Once that has occurred, they will clear that radioactive material through their urine, and then they're basically cured. That's it. Takes 5 days, done. The thyroid, the normal thyroid tissue, will take a matter of, you know, weeks to kind of recompensate, but then they've been normalized. I had my own kitty cat treated this way. I've never had a hyperthyroid cat in my life, and then lo and behold, about 2 years ago, my kitty cat Agnes came up hyperthyroid. Brought her in. Dr. Ferguson, you know, diagnosed her. We admitted her to the hospital, had an injection, picked her up, you know, later that week, She's been normal ever since. And so in conjunction with the concept of medications versus an injection and a stay in the hospital, I would definitely recommend I-131. It's one of those treatments and an ailment in cats where, a lot of families don't realize that that large number in the population can be affected. And then knowing that there's a treatment such as injectable I-131 that can be given, you know, complications may be, again, there's other diseases that will come out of the woodwork afterwards, you know, if you want to put it that way. So you just have to be prepared that that maybe you're going to discover there was something else occult there. But that's obviously treatable. It's really not an issue of could we harm the regular thyroid. If anything, it is potential that we didn't get all the cells and there may need to be a second treatment. I can't tell you the last time I've known of a patient like that. So generally, it's a kind of one injection and done. It almost sounds too good to be true, but that's the reality of it.
Is the cat under anesthesia when you do this?
Or no.
Just a regular injection?
It's an IV injection. So the kid, you know, the cats come in. We actually have a nuclear radiologist that comes in, and I know this sounds sort of, it may sound a little scary and frightening, but they come in, it's a measured dose based on that cat, and then as soon as that injection is given, they are in our isolation ward, and we can see them, and we'll go in and we'll give them food and take care of their litter, which has to be handled in a very specific way. But other than that, you know, you can't come visit them. You can't cuddle with them. Right. We can't cuddle with them. But they do fantastic. And then at the end of the treatment, when they're discharged, you're discharged with a cat with some rubber gloves and some bags to put your cat litter in. And it's just sort of a, you know, for the next clearing period, they shouldn't be sleeping with the kids, you know, just kind of keep them isolated for a little bit. But once that all clears out, which is basically like, I think it's a 2-week period, they're done. That's it. It's pretty simple stuff. And what a, you know, glorious way to have a cat stop being hyperthyroid. So
yeah, what's been the reception of people to that? When you give them that as an alternative, are they saying, yeah, let's do this. This is great. Or no,
yes,
I'm okay with the pills.
I would have to say 9 out of 10 times, it'll be something along the lines of, how come I didn't know about this? Oh my God, I've been pilling this cat for, you know, whether it's weeks or months or, and once in a while, we'll discuss it with a parent and they'll say, listen, I've been doing this for 3 years. My cat's fine. He's great about it. And those are the, you know, the outliers. But if that's what's going on in the family, that's great. I just have never had that cat.
I haven't either.
What is the problem with cats and pills? Why is it hard? Well, I mean, I had dogs that I had to give some things, and I put them in something and they ate it.
I think, and this is coming from a person who's had cats and dogs, you know, my entire life. I would say to you that, you know, you cut a dog's toenail, some dogs will act like you just took their paw off. And cats are just, they're just a different animal. They're very fastidious. They're very, you know, sort of, they might come off as being aloof. And so the most rude thing you might do to a cat is try and put a pill down its throat.
Okay.
How dare you?
Uh-huh.
So beneath me. So that's sort of my joking way of saying it, but it's sort of true.
It is true.
Yeah, that is just, you know, don't try and force something in my mouth.
And how about boys and girls? Is there a difference in boy cats versus girl cats? Do you see it more in girls than boys, or is it totally
the hyperthyroidism?
The hypothyroidism.
No,
yeah.
There's no sort of there are some diseases that will affect males.
Not gender specific.
Not at all.
Okay,
but I think, you know, it's an important thing to recognize. If you have a cat that's over the age of 8 and you start to see some signs, you know, in my case, I have 4 cats at home. I have way too many animals at home. I do.
Right.
I have 4 cats at my home,
and how many dogs?
4.
Thank you.
Yes, and Agnes just happened to you know, she was just constantly trying to eat and asking me for food, and she started getting skinny and skinny and skinny. And I said, you know something, there's just not something quite right with her, and I did suspect she could be hyperthyroid. And so I took her in to see, as everybody that I work with knows, when it comes to my own kids, I'm not objective. I'm a blithering idiot. Mm-hmm. I'm such an emotional mom. Right? Mm-hmm. And so I took her in, and Dr. Ferguson said, let's get her worked up, and came back and said she's hyperthyroid. And it wasn't even a hesitation on my part just to say, we're going to go. Yeah.
How about hypothyroidism? Does that happen in cats too?
Extremely rarely. Okay. I think I've seen, now, you know, take this with a grain because I'm a surgeon. Dr. Ferguson might say, oh, I've seen 20 of those in my career. For me, I've seen one case, and it actually happened when I was in vet school. Our internal medicine service at that time had a hypothyroid cat. Same story as with dogs. The vast majority of dogs are hypo, so decreased thyroid. They get, you know, they might get some bald patches. They get a little chubby. They get a little sluggish. It's very rare to have a hyperthyroid dog, but okay. It does happen.
So yes. The treatment that you talked about, the I-131, is that what it is?
Yes.
That is something that's only for cats. And if you
found
that
in a dog, had a hyperthyroid dog, you could potentially apply that, but it's so rare to find that disease in a dog. That's why we treat cats.
Mm-hmm. And okay. Before we go, you wanted to talk about somebody else you wanted
to
introduce.
Yeah, I just wanted to take a moment and say that I wanted to introduce Dr. Brandy Stone, who's our newest emergency clinician. She is a graduate of Michigan State University, and she.
Your alma mater.
Yes, that's true. But she comes to us with a specific, as many of our ER doctors do, specific training and intent to go on to emergency medicine. So this is really her passion. And she's just been a delight to have joined the family and the community. And she's kind of, you know, getting into the ground and hit the ground running. And so we're very happy to have her on board. She's been great.
And how can anyone who needs your services get in touch with you?
So the phone number at the hospital is 570-587-7777. Pretty easy enough.
Easy.
You can go to our website, which is VRECPA.com. We also have a Facebook page under that. Actually, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, all under VRECPA.com or PA.
There we go. Yeah. Well, thank you, Nicole, as always. Useful information, and thanks for all you do for those cute animals.
We're happy to be here.
I know.
Yes.
Well, thank you, and everybody have a wonderful weekend. Happy Father's Day to all those listening, to fathers, to those who act as such, and to fathers who are no longer with us, like my father, Mr. James Cadden Sr., and a nice big shout-out to Meyer Moskowitz for being a wonderful addition to and helping my children. And we'll see you real soon. Thanks for listening again. See you next week. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.